Hey there, folks. This is Buddy the Rat coming at you with the beginning of a long story about my life. We're beginning today with Chapter 1.
Home Sweet Disaster.
What is a home? How do you see a home when you think about it? A house? A lawn? How many rooms? How many bathrooms? A kitchen? A den? An attic? A basement? All those things could make up a home, but they don't have to. You see, I live in the city of Providence. Most people here don't have houses. They have apartments. Such is the same with me. My home is a very modest, single-room deal with a kitchenette and something that might pass as a bathroom on a good day. And I mean it has to be a really good day, like you have to win an award or save someone's life. Let me give you a better description. Imagine a rectangular room with a bed off to one side. That's the side with the window. Right in front of the bed is the kitchenette where I can microwave stuff. To the right of said kitchenette is a little opening where you will find a toilet and a stand-up shower. Now take all that I just mentioned and fill it with trash. That's my home. That's the place I return to at night. I love it so much. I was never much for houses anyways. Too much room. I prefer a much cozier place that I can squeeze into and just be happy in. The trash is my fault. I am a very lazy rat. My mother was always on the case about me being lazy. She would say to me, "Buddy, if you don't stop being such a lazy ass, you'll end up living in a pile of junk." Little did she know how right she was. I do have a laptop I keep next to my bed. I think there is some sort of desk or table under it somewhere. All the trash and unwashed clothing has sort of piled up to meet it. I should really check on that someday. I also have a phone, which is really nice. It helps me keep in contact with all my buddies. I do what I can to have a social life. Other than that, I have nothing. I'm just a rat living in a dump, and I couldn't be happier. Actually, I'm not really that happy. I have a problem that a lot of rats have. I get horny really easily. I mean, I can use porn to help me squeeze out a few loads here and there, but the real struggle is to find people who want to lay with a big chubby rat like me. Oh, and yeah, I am a chunky boy. All that junk food had to go somewhere, but there are still plenty of people out there who like that sort of thing. And I am more than happy to stick my penis into them. I think I need to digress. I do have a story to tell. In those days, I was having a lot of trouble finding the time to get laid because I had a job to worry about. Like most people, I hated my job. But it was a means to an end. I worked at the local shipping yard where a lot of other rats worked. It's just a lot of carrying things back and forth, but sometimes I was allowed to use a forklift. God, you spear one fancy vehicle through the hood and nobody trusts you anymore. How did I know it was going to explode like that? My best method of finding people was the internet, which I spent a lot of time on when I was in my messy apartment. You'd be surprised how many people want a rat. There were different reasons for it. Some people would see my picture and say, "You have a beautiful body." Obviously referring to my oversized gut that I was barely able to stuff down my pants. Their perceived beauty might have also had something to do with my misaligned teeth. After all, you have to smile for those naked pictures to let them know you're friendly. Yeah, that's beauty, all right. Another type of response I would get would run something like this. "God, you look like a real nasty rat. I fucking love rats. I bet you're real lewd in bed. Bet you're real musky, too." That sort of response would account for maybe 60% of the clientele. To them, I was not beautiful at all, but they weren't looking for beautiful. They wanted something more like themselves. Most of them were male, too, but I was never a real stickler for gender. I figured we're all seeking pleasure in life, so who cares? And then there is what I call the bottom of the barrel. The last drops of whatever dignity defines as null and void. Are you into peeing on people? I got similar responses like this from a solid 5% of the pie. These were the creeping and crawling malformations of biology that had somehow formed within their very limited brains the ability to produce speech. And having really no real intelligence to encapsulate anything beyond the very base urges, they rely almost entirely on inquiring about their particular kink or fetish in the hope that somebody, anybody, will respond so that they can get their fix. Other than that, they are supremely good at doing things like eating, breathing, and masturbating like no one else in the universe. We shall label these case studies as A, B, and C, respectively. Although I do have a fondness for A, they come more in handy when I'm feeling depressed or considering the prospects of the survivability of jumping off of a bridge. These tend to be very tender and often ubiquitous with mutual affection. There are a lot of women in this category, so I get to pretend I'm straight much of the time with these. I would say that, moreover, I am specifically looking for B entirely for selfish reasons. For one, B tends to feel more comfortable when visiting my apartment. Oh, my place is almost as bad. It's no big deal as long as we're having fun with one another, you filthy fucking piece of shit rat. God, if you're gonna talk to me like that, why even wear pants? B understands that I'm entirely a selfish creature looking for fun, and they want to be selfish with me. It's not about making us feel better about ourselves, it's about helping each other get off. The only problem with the B list is that they can be a little temperamental if you say something they don't like. I've had one or two that never quite made it to bed because comment number 7 did not get the appropriate response number 3 out of the 34 responses available. Honestly, I'm not as much hurt by these sudden breakups as much as annoyed that I'll end up having to resort to porn for the rest of the night. As for C, it depends on my mood. For one, C is always a gay male. At least it sure seems that way. In fact, I can barely imagine C being female. Although I am intrigued by the idea. If I'm going to embark on a Class C run, I need to be prepared to not go into work the next day. The reason for this is that drugs are often involved. Hard drugs, too. Drugs that will make me forget my own name and to further wonder why I am turning into a gelatinous slop. The drugs are good, though, because a lot of the fetishes that these guys want from me are a bit much. Things I am not really into. The drugs help you forget the gritty details and replace them with a kaleidoscope of surprisingly interesting aliens with dicks and assholes in all the wrong places. Although, when there aren't any drugs, it just turns into a game of spin the fetish wheel. It becomes a night of trying to be polite to the guy who wants to see me eat a cheeseburger with his cum on it. You have to be polite in these situations. What if he has a stick, knife, and rat fetish as a backup? Just eat the cum burger and smile. At the time my real story began, I was hitting up an A and B on my phone while I was on my way to the shipping yard. My life was about to take a number of hard turns, and I would have no choice but to adapt to them as fast as possible.
That's it for this chapter, folks. Tune in next time. I'm Buddy the Rat.